Coming in hot, 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 Lisa shares her financial tips and strategies to build wealth, have fun with finances, and be debt-free without having a restrictive budget. From bankrupt to millionaire, Lisa knows what it's like to feel as if you're living paycheck to paycheck. Her unconventional money multiplier system is the very wealth protocol that enabled her to retire 2.5 years early, pay down $100,000 of debt in 6 months, and move to her dream home at the beach. Hey, hey, welcome back to this episode of I Date Money. I'm your hostess, Lisa Jennings, your wealth activator on a mission to squash financial illiteracy, especially around women. You know, sometimes women don't know about finances because we weren't taught this thing. We were actually caught it growing up. So today I have another special guest. Melissa Fino is a no-holds-barred, tell-it-like-it-is, award-winning business and mindset coach, best-selling author of Little Miss Perfect, and host of the Income and Impact podcast. She supports her clients in creating businesses that are aligned with their values and their voice. Melissa believes the more money you make, the greater of an impact you can have, and I couldn't agree with you more. I love this Little Miss Perfect. I just heard of Little Miss Muffet. So Little Miss Perfect, tell us all about this.
Yeah, first of all, thank you for having me, Lisa. This is going to be an exciting conversation. So Little Miss Perfect is something that was brewing in, it's my whole entire life story, if I'm going to be honest. It's something that was brewing in me. I started writing it when I was in graduate school in 2015. And then I wrote about 6 chapters, put it to the side. I pitched it to, I had this book that was probably the size of a Bible, and I pitched it to every publisher that you could ever imagine. And it was right when the internet was starting to get like really, you know, big. And they said to me, we'll take your book, but only if you build your following, only if you start to get more people on your social media. So I kind of got lost in that and started building up my social media following, dropped the book, picked it back up in during COVID and published it, and it became a bestseller. And so the thing about Little Miss Perfect is that I am a survivor. I'm a suicide survivor, attempted suicide survivor, domestic violence survivor, and attempted murder survivor. So I share all of this within the book and my whole story. And some of the proceeds from that actually go to a local domestic violence charity.
Wow. Yeah. That's powerful.
It is.
Super powerful. You've had some experiences. I'm guessing that you wanted to murder the person that was abusing you.
I mean, it's just kind of the patterns in my family that I have been taught and I went into. And so I was in a very complacent time in my life and where I didn't think that I was good enough. So it goes through the whole story. And it wasn't until the catalyst for change within me in my life was actually when my father passed away. And that was about 15 years ago. And so he held me up on a pedestal and he always thought that I had so many gifts. And I finally realized that I wasn't utilizing them and I wasn't really living them to the fullest. So I'm also a high school dropout.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I dropped out of school at the age of 16. And then during that whole entire time from when my father passed away, I had just lived in very comfort zone at the same job, worked in the restaurant industry, kind of like, you know, got used to having all of my tips every single night, knowing that I could pick up more shifts. And then when my father passed away, I realized that I wanted more. So I went back to community college and then eventually graduated Phi Alpha with honors when I got my undergraduate. And then that was back in Connecticut. And then I got accepted into the University of Southern California. So I went from Connecticut to, I ended up in San Diego, but I came out here for graduate school. And then during my last semester of graduate school, I took a coaching and consultation course and that introduced me to coaching. And that's how I started this business.
Oh, wow. What a beautiful story. I love the transitions and your experiences must be very powerful. So I definitely have to put a link to the book in the show notes to get hear about that because it wasn't what I expected. I thinking like, you know, you're going to talk about how perfect your life was. And
hell no, no. About how I always thought I needed to be perfect. And if I wasn't perfect, I couldn't have the things that I desired, which is the exact opposite. I just needed to learn how to be myself.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we all need to do, right? Is just be our true authentic self. And so many people are like, well, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to do this. It's like, just show up and talk like how you talk and people are either going to like you or they're not, right? And you know, thinking about all the challenges that you had with moving and all of that and your finances, I mean, you dropped out of school and you had this job as a server, and I'm tips are wonderful, you know, especially when we tip 20% out. I happen to be one of those generous tippers. Unless I get really bad service, that I'm like gluing the pennies to the table. No, I don't do that, but I want to. It's like, just go home if you're having a bad day. I'm trying to enjoy myself here. But what was it like to receive this money, this like cold cash? What did you do with it when you first got it?
Oh, it was so addictive, right? Like so addictive. And I did save some, but typically I got into the mindset, and this is a lot from what I learned from my family as well, is that it was there so I could spend it. And when you work in the restaurant industry, it's like coming home, or any kind of hospitality industry where you're making tips, it's easy to begin to think, I can always just pick up another shift. Mm-hmm. This money, and it is money is easy, you know, when you have the mindset that it is, but it's really hard to switch from going from the hospitality to a 9-to-5 or to owning your own business. Like that's a completely different story.
Yeah. Did you find yourself picking up shifts while you were starting your business?
Oh yeah. In the beginning, I definitely did. When I first moved here in San Diego, when I was in graduate school, I still had another job as a server here. And I did actually until the COVID lockdown, I was still picking up a couple of shifts here and there. And then I just went all in my business.
Yeah. What was it like emotionally for you to go all into your business and knowing that like, oh, maybe the money won't come. You know, we all start at zero, right?
Oh my God. I am, like I said, I'm an open book. I've had ups and downs and ups and downs with money. And for me, a lot of it in the beginning was you know, this is our parents learn what they've learned and then they model it to us until we break right. the pattern. So I always say things, you know, sometimes I say things about my mom, but I love her to death. It's just how it happened. She modeled to me that money was love. So if you were missing things in your life, if you purchase things for other people, they would love you. And I think that those pieces were, I carried that for a long time. So I would always think, I need to buy dinners for other people, or I need to gift people this in order for them to care about me. And perhaps it was those pieces of me that still wasn't being fully myself, that didn't feel as if I could be loved without giving to others. So I had to break free from those patterns on top of not going home with cash every single night. So yeah, and there's a lot of different times. It wasn't until I had to do math before we got on the call. I wanted to think about it because we're almost about to go into 2024. Mm-hmm. So this year, and then 2022, it was right around the year of the end of 2021 when I started to realize I really needed to come to terms with money and identify what my real values were. Because in this industry, it is so easy to get lost in money and to see what everyone else is doing out there and see, make you think that you want to have Gucci bags or Chanel bags or all of this superficial, not to say that there's anything wrong with it.
Right, right.
But it made me have to get clear and identify what my values were. And so that's kind of when I started to do this wealthy on every level life thing. And for me, it's not about that. For me, it's more about where I live and how where I live makes me so fucking happy and surrounding myself with abundance and those things. So that's when I started to break away a little bit from the previous money behaviors that I had with support, obviously. Right. Not by myself.
It's always important to have support. Yeah. And being able to break those patterns and being able to identify the patterns that needed to be worked through, you know, because I always say they sneak up on you. Like in my Wealth Accelerator program, we focus on a lot of the thoughts that we have with money, towards money, because people don't understand why, like, you know, a lot of my clients have debt and they, oh, I paid my debt. I've been debt free before, but now here I am with all this debt again. That's because we didn't visit the patterns. And like you had said, you know, your mom taught you who her mom taught her and so forth. I call that the generational curse because we're not taught really anything about finances. We observe and we catch it. Mm-hmm. And just think of all the generations that have carried on this thought process towards money, you know, like especially, you know, those that grew up during the wars and the Great Depression and all of that, money was very scarcity. And a lot of the idioms, money doesn't grow on trees, you know, and money goes where money is, I got to borrow from Peter, pay Paul. That all comes from that era because there was this lack of security with money, you know, so they had to, you know, justify it somehow, right? And then, you know, my mom used to say, well, money goes where money is. And I'd be like, I want to be where money is. How do I get there? You know, and I love personifying, you know, money and business. And my, you know, my business is a baby, right? It was conceived. I Date Money was conceived November 17th of 22. What year are we in? 23. And its first birthday party, first birthday is December 13th of the podcast. And I've been doing this since 1987, but I was afraid to coach on finances because I told myself a story that, well, nobody needs help managing their money. People know how to manage their money. It's like, yo, okay. Yeah. You know, and so putting those pieces together of the mindset with the management and then knowing how to strategically multiply it is what we focus on. And I know as a business coach, you focus on building that business to 10x the money, bring in the money so clients don't have 0 months. What's your biggest challenge with yourself and with your clients of consistently hitting like the number? You know, everyone says 10K, whatever the number is, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, the number, I don't give a shit about numbers. I mean, as far as like the 10K and the 100K or whatever it is, sometimes I use those because you just have to use them to have like a qualifier there. But to me, that doesn't matter. I've shifted a lot of what I do within my work and the people that I work with. And I know that my work isn't specifically right for the person who's just beginning their business. The women that I work with have built a business that's already achieved some success, but they've realized that it's not aligned with the life that they want to live, that it's not aligned with their values. And now they're running something that's draining them and they want to change that. They want to have the business that they thought they were a fucking, ooh, I apologize, potty mouth. They want to have the business that they originally thought they were going to create. So we kind of work back and look at the foundations of what they originally created and how we can break that and how we can come up with strategies that are aligned with how they want to live their life and how they want to create the business so that they can continue to grow from there. Because if you're energetically drained in your business, you're not going to attract more, right? Subconsciously, you're going to be like, I don't want that client. I don't want them to just go away from me. Right.
Right.
So I work with them to attract more of what they want by kind of taking a step back and looking at what they've created, how we can take those pieces and to modify it and tweak it to what they really want.
Yeah. And that's so important. You know, I was 2014 when someone asked me like, what do you want? Like, Lisa, what do you want? I was like, no one's ever asked me that. I mean, I was a mom at 18 and I got married and had my kids and all of that and everything was about them. So, and I was miserable, right? I was working my 9 to 5, I was doing my side gig and I'm just exhausted. And it's just like, okay, I don't know what I want, you know? And I didn't even take me time. I thought it was wrong to go get my nails done. And it, like a lot of clients that I work with, they'll come in and they'll be so stressed out about money. And some of them are 9 to 5 or some of them are both. They have their 9 to 5 and they have their side gig. And they really want to transition, but they don't know how. You know, they're like, I'm not really sure how to make it work. I have to replace my income. You know, I have to have this security. And then they go through this cycle of like, well, I don't even know what I'm good at. It's like, well, what brings you joy? You know, like, what do you truly want to do? And then looking at what do you want to do with this money when you get it? So yeah, you want to have, you know, you want to have a net profit of $250,000, you know, for the year. What are you going to do with that money when you get it? Right. So thinking about like money buckets and setting up goals, what's your favorite money buckets to set up?
So before Wealthy on Every Level Life came to me, essentially, I was living in the mindset of money came in, money came out, money came in, money came out. And now I'm at a point in time where anything that I make, 55% goes out into different accounts, because eventually I live in San Diego. It's pretty expensive to live here. And I don't want to live in my apartment for the rest of my life. I want to actually own something. So that's where my money is going. And that's the mentality of what I like to have. So 55% goes out so it can pay for taxes. And then there's different accounts where I can take little bits for me and that. So essentially it's modeling off the profit first kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. My favorite.
Oh, is it really?
I'm a certified profit first professional.
Oh, I didn't even know that. But yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, yeah. One of my girlfriends who was in a mastermind, we were in a mastermind together and during COVID, and she introduced me to it. And so that's kind of where I, I leaned into that method and had to wean off of what I was doing, which was money comes in, money comes out, money comes in, money comes out. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it's so important having percentages. Like, you know, I have the money multiplier system, you know, which we use for the personal aspect of finances. And people are always like, well, it's a percentage. Like, what do you mean? Does it matter? Like, you know, what about when I don't get a commission that month? I'm like, it doesn't matter. Whatever money comes in, you apply the same percentage. It doesn't matter what the dollar amount is. And, you know, a lot of times people will think that you have to increase your expenses, because if you get more money, then, you know, the percentages. I'm like, no. So like in my money multiplier system, it's 10% goes to savings, 10% goes to fund money, and 10% goes to giving. And then you have 70% to do whatever you need to do, and you're going to have your fixed expenses. But I love, like, you know, my grandmother taught me the money envelope system. So I basically took the money envelope system, you know, just like what Profit First does, and created the bank accounts, which is so much fun, you know, and then have all these different little buckets and set goals. Because a lot of times when clients come to work with me, they'll make $400,000 a year, but they don't have a penny to show for it. It's like, yeah. Well, what are you doing with all your money? Traveling, you know, vacationing, doing this. Or I always love when people say, like, I have a crush on debt monthly membership, and people will say, you know, they have all this debt and then they have no income, but I don't have any income. Well, yeah. How are you traveling around the world? How are you paying for these courses that you're in? How are you eating? You know, mm-hmm. And like, you have income, but they don't see income like as the passive income, like, you know, the investment, the interest that you're getting from your investments, or, you know, the affiliate links that you get, or the royalties, or whatever it is. Like, we all have some kind of income coming in, and that just drives me crazy. So when you think about setting up your portfolio and your business and doing the 55%, what's your goal? To buy a house, to stay in San Diego? Like, what's your dream?
Eventually that would be my goal, but I like, that would be my dream, because where I am right now, I live a block away from the beach. It's just literally like an hour long walk every single day is with my dogs is one of my most favorite things. Mm-hmm. So I have to be in an environment that provides this for me, because that's what makes me feel abundant, right? Like, that's what makes me feel wealthy, essentially. Mm-hmm. So ideally that would be the ultimate goal. I don't have any time frame right now that I've allotted where I'm like, well, let's see if I can do it within 3 years or 5 years or anything like that. But that is the goal for me, so that I know I'm not aligned with, like, we talked about this a little bit earlier too, is I did a lot of traveling when I was younger. I love traveling. Now I love being home with my dogs and like that kind of thing. And so that's what means the most to me. And that's where I want to try to spend my retirement. We'll see what happens. I live by the life that you, at the motto that you really never know what's going to happen anymore. And you never say never.
Right.
When I lived in Connecticut, I said, I'm never leaving Connecticut. Never leaving Connecticut. If I didn't leave Connecticut, my life would have never started. I would never be where I am now. So yeah,
we have a lot of neighbors that are from Connecticut in my community. So I've driven through it. My daughter lived in Boston for a little bit, and we went to go visit her, and we got to drive through Connecticut. But that's the extent of my knowledge of visiting.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's not for me anymore, especially weather-wise.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one reason why we moved to Florida. Cause I'm from Rochester, New York, and it's cold and dreary. And it's like, no, I'm done. I want the beach. So yeah. We're right at the beach and it's beautiful. We're on an island and that walking out. And yesterday got a little cool. It was like 60 degrees.
I say the same thing. I was walking past my neighbor's house in flip-flops. Like, why is it so cold today?
Today we're back up to 78. I'm like, oh good.
Yeah. But I mean, like, and that's the point, is that, and this is where it's so easy to get lost in this online industry, especially as you're just coming on, and you see so many coaches who show that the coaching industry is just associated with designer labels and vacations and all these things. But the truth is associated with your own values. And it's really easy to get sucked into that. So I like to work with women to not feel as if they need to get sucked into this and just own their own values. Exactly what we said at the beginning. That's essentially what is so important to me right now within my own work.
Yeah. And marrying those, the values that you hold, you know, your core values that you hold, they apply to your finances, you know, and when you look at your finances and like, and you look at your values and you examine them, it's like, yeah, this is it. Like, you know, loyalty, like I want my money to work for me, and creating a system, a plan like Profit First, like the money multiplier system that says, okay, every dollar has a job, just like Dave Ramsey says, and we get to have money work for us instead of us working for money. So what is your one of your tools that you use to help you with the money mindset, especially the days where you're looking at the bank account and it's like Stripe still shows zero and it's like the 30th of month and you're like, oh no.
I'm a big like tapper. I'm a very big tapper. So anytime I get like anxiety around that, I'll be tapping into it and it just kind of lets it go, because I've learned it for my own self personally, and I think this is pretty much for everyone in itself. If you're going to sit in something and think that it's not what you want it to be, then you're going to continue to attract more of that. Mm-hmm. If you can get your mindset in what it is that you want it to be, you are going to attract that.
I love that. Yeah. That's amazing. And when you think about those tools of tapping, a lot of times people are like, well, how does that even work? You know, I do tapping. I'm a certified aromatherapy practitioner, and I introduce tapping, you know, based on the client's needs. It's all customized. And it's very powerful because our body will speak louder than our thoughts will initially. Like when we feel something, when we hear something, we feel it in our body before we even get the thought and register and all that. And I just learned that this year with one of my coaches, and I thought, wow, how amazing that we can like tune into our body and understand, like, and when you're talking about working with women that change their niche, that want to like, you know, make that move. I changed my niche 3 times. When I started online in August of 20, and I knew it wasn't aligned, but I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
And it was kind of frustrating because I was doing well in the business. And I mean, I was doing it part-time, so I was still working my 9 to 5. And I was just like, but I don't like it. And they're like, well, my coaches were like, why don't you like it? I'm like, I don't know. I hate launches. Okay. Launching is no fun. Yeah. You know, workshops, I don't like to talk at people, you know, and I just couldn't pinpoint it. And then, I mean, like, you know, I was like, one of my coaches says, well, are you coaching the results that you have? I'm like, absolutely. Like, how else would I know to coach it? Like, that doesn't make any sense. But there are coaches out there that were told, you just go into this template and this is what you coach. And yeah. It's like, well, no. And you have to be authentic, like with yourself, and like, what are your gifts and talents and how can you use them? You know, and I realized when I finally stepped into a Wealth Activator, I'm like, oh, I've been doing this since 1987. Like, where have I been? And, you know, and then I transitioned from personal expenses or personal finances to business as well. And when my coach and I were talking about it, she's like, well, you can coach 6-figure coaches, 7-figure coaches. I'm like, oh no, I can't. No, I can't do that. She's like, well, why not? You have experience. And I'm like, no, I've never coached a person with business finances. She's like, yeah, really? She goes, think about what you've done. And I was like, oh. I mean, I was a treasurer for 3 not-for-profits. I worked with, you know, I worked in the Social Security Administration, and I had, my job was to look at corporate tax returns, self-employment tax returns, pull them apart, figure out what their real earnings were, because, you know, the tax man is very generous with the tax write-offs. I'm sorry. You know, from a perspective of, are you still working versus are you really not working? Like, how much money are you making? We get a lot of write-offs in America, which is awesome. Yeah. And I realized, it's like, oh, wow, I do know a lot about this stuff. Amazing. Where the heck have I been? So what's your biggest, like, what do you see in the patterns? Like, do you see it mostly with women who are older? Or does it matter what their age is?
Everything. Stuck? I mean, like, we all get stuck in different periods where we forget how much of an expert we truly are, because we think that everybody knows the same amount of stuff that we know.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden we're like, wait, you don't know that? Like, you don't know that? How am I the only one that knows that? Or I didn't realize that other people didn't know that, right? You forget about how intelligent you are, how knowledgeable, or the expertise that you actually bring, because we go through those cycles where we're like, shit, everyone else is doing this. Why am I not doing that? Why is it not happening for me fast enough? And then you start to block yourself and you forget about how your inner genius that you really have, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
So and it's all in there. And so when I work with women and they're listening to their values and different things, a lot of the times they already have had success within a business, but they just have to do the exact same thing that you did. Mm-hmm. They have to taken a step back for a moment and realized the reason why they're not aligned with that business right now is because it's not really what they want to be doing. It's not their expertise. Somebody else told them that they need to do that, or they modeled it off of their previous mentor because they had a mastermind and it was amazing. And it's like, yeah. You don't need to do that, right? You need to do something that feels really good for you. And then once you do that, I posted something a couple of days ago that was like, you can teach anything you want to teach. And when you teach that, you will get paid. It's because you think you have to do it the way everyone else is doing it. Mm-hmm. That blocks you.
Yeah, exactly. I love that. Yeah. Thank you for putting that out there. That's going to be a great little reel or soundbite because it's true. And we do, we think we have to conform to society, and it actually causes our money to disappear. And when we think about that, you know, what are some ways that you've seen your clients make their money disappear because of that thought process?
Oh my God. It's the one by one by one. You're not attracting the clients, right? You're not attracting the clients. You're rejecting the clients, essentially. You're rejecting everything that you want to have come your way. And if you're not doing the sales activities, you're rejecting the current clients who are coming your way into your community, then you're not making any freaking money and you're tanking your business. And you're also probably going to say yes to the wrong clients, the clients who are going to energetically drain you, take so much away from you. And then that is also going to tank your business. Business is lots and lots of layers. And that's the other problem as well, is because we have so many women who've come into the coaching industry to start a business with no business knowledge or acumen and thinking that it's easy as all hell and it's going to be pie and I'm going to come on and make seven figures by showing my face and doing a live or going and getting branded photos. Like, that's not how it works. It requires so much more work.
Yeah, so many layers. And our relationship with money has so many layers as well. And, you know, having that business plan, having that marketing plan, having that financial plan in place is key. And I know a lot of entrepreneurs will start up, they don't even think about the financial plan. They're like, yeah, no, we're just going to do this, this, and this. I'm like, okay, what about the money plan? You know, let's implement the money multiplier system and get that profit first going so that when you do start bringing the money in right from the get-go, people always say, well, when should I start? Yesterday, you know, right now. And it doesn't matter if you're a startup or if you've been doing it for a long time. I mean, if you truly want to 10x your profit, you have to have a system in place that's going to help you do that. And seeing that, you know, that I do a lot of profit analysis for people. And when they see that chart, they see the numbers, they're like, oh, wow, this is what I need to do. Like, okay. And then they get a little nervous when we start to like break it down and we look at the different money buckets and they're like, well, you know, and then we get to operating expenses and they're like, I don't really spend 30% of my operating. Can we like change that number? I'm like, it's yours. You can do whatever you want, you know? So it's very customizable. And I love that. So in your journey, I'm sure you've gotten a lot of advice. What's the best financial tip that you've received that has helped you scale in either your personal or business?
I have to be honest right now. I cannot place one tip that I can think of because it isn't one specific thing. For me, it was I had to go through my whole entire journey by myself, and different people have come in and taught me so much and opened my mind and my brain and introduced so much knowledge into me and shifted perspectives, but I can't place it on one thing. I would literally say, like, I just think it's you get what you give.
Oh, I like that. That's beautiful. That's a great tip right there. You get what you give, because what you put into it, you get out of it. And a lot of times people will hire coaches and think, they didn't do anything for me. I didn't get the result that I wanted. Did you do the work? Did you put in the work? So thank you so much for being here, for sharing your expertise. We'll be connecting all of the links to connect with you in the show notes. So those of you listening, please check the show notes. If you're looking for a business coach, check out Melissa. See if she's a good fit for you, especially if you're someone who's like, I don't know what my help statement is, my mission statement is. I'm not sure if I'm really doing, or what's the result that I'm getting? If you're a little bit, you know, confused about that, you need clarity, Melissa is your lady. And remember, when you're in a business, you want to have a business plan. You want to have that marketing plan, and you want to have the financial plan too. Because remember, it doesn't matter how much money you make, it's what you do with it. Hey, thanks for tuning into the show. Give us a 5-star review and share it with your friends. Get ready to activate wealth. be the next millionaire with a simple adjustment of your finances using an energetically aligned money multiplier system. You get to build wealth by partnering with money. It's time to have fun with finances. Pick a date. The link is in the show notes to book your wealth activation call where you will get the one solution to multiply your money. Remember, it doesn't matter how much money you make, it's what you do with it.